and up to him. Steve Toth, who's running against Kevin Brady, coming up next.
Gotta say Michael Berry, man.
Hey, Michael Berry.
Here's a story.
He's challenging Kevin Brady. He did to Brady.
Okay.
It's very deep, Ramon. You're right. It's very deep. I bought my own dinger yesterday. Steve Toth is our guest. He is challenging Kevin Brady in the 8th Congressional District. I said a year ago that after Brady made a number of bad votes and had sold out to Boehner and the establishment, that it was time that someone stand up and run against him. I was worried it would be someone who wouldn't be able to put together a campaign, but you appear to have done that, Mr. Toth. Tell us in a minute or two who you are, and please don't say Steve Toth in your answer. I'll say it already. This is Steve Toth.
We have put that together, and you know what's funny is that I think I was watching the Brady Bunch back when Kevin Brady went to Congress 40 years ago. I'm just freaking sick and tired of being lied to that this guy's there fighting for us when the reality is that he's voted for more spending bills to blow up the budget than Sheila Jackson Lee has. And when you say that, people are like, come on, that can't be true. And you're right. I mean, it's like surreal. How can that be true? But out of 23 votes in 19 years, Sheila's voted in the affirmative to bust the budget 14 times while Kevin Brady has 16 times. And he's just been atrocious. He's not a conservative. He's a conservative in name only, in rhetoric only. We need someone that's actually going to go and fight for us the way I did in the Texas legislature.
And so tell us who you are. Give us a little bit of your background.
Married 31 years. I'm a recovering Baptist pastor. That doesn't mean I've given up on my faith. It just means that I can have a beer in the front yard instead of the backyard. I do marriage and family life counseling, small business owner of 12 employees, got a construction company and a service company, and got elected to the Texas legislature back in 2013, came out with the second most conservative record out of 150 members, and was backbenched by Joe Strauss, much the same way Ted Cruz has been backbenched by the Senate leadership. And I'm proud of it. We got a lot done there, and we killed a lot of really bad legislation that infringes on our liberties and our rights, and I'm proud of that. And I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to do it, and I look forward to being able to do it for you in Washington.
Well, I will attest as to what happened to you and what Strauss did. That was a purification by the Boehner element of the Texas legislature, Joe Strauss, who, by the way, it bears noting, when the Sanctuary Cities bill came up, he and he alone, well, you could say Dewhurst helped him, but he killed the Sanctuary Cities bill, and he was very angry at the Republicans, the Tea Party Republicans who were pushing that. So it is true how you were defeated. I remember when that went down, and it was disgusting. I lost my train of thought. Tell us.
We're working in the parking lot today with early voting. And you know what's really funny is that everyone's saying that the Tea Party movement is dead. Yet the reality is that the establishment, what they have done, because the Tea Party has been kicking their behind so badly in Texas, they've created fake Tea Parties. So we're at our tent this morning about 5 minutes before the polls open, and this kid walks up with a red shirt on. And he says, I'm here from the temp agency to hand out voter guides for the Tea Party. Where do I go? And I said, you go over there, that's the fake Tea Party, and they're there to pay you. We're all volunteers here fighting for liberty. They can't get anybody to come out here, so they've got to hire guys like you.
Is he there for Brady?
He's there for Brady, yes.
Well, that says something about your campaign when you have to hire people to stand out. Well, it's not that hot, but it is hot for February. When you have to hire people to stand out in the parking lot and get and ask people to vote for you because you're not nobody's committed. Brady's probably not even in town. Probably won't be in town.
Well, you know what's funny is that he was in town Saturday morning when he took a shellac, and it was. We've had 14 debates so far. He's only shown up at one of them, which he thought it was going to be. It was a retirement community. He thought that. I think he thought that they'd be friendly towards him. They weren't. And so he didn't show up that night for a debate we had up in North Shore. But
these debates he said he would be at?
He just won't show up at them. He just won't show up at any of them. And it's the same mistake that Dewhurst made when he ran against Cruz. He just didn't show up. He thought it was beneath him. He didn't think he had to respond and answer to the constituents. And, you know, he hasn't. I mean, for 19 years, the only people he's responded to and answered to is the Washington establishment, the Washington cartel, the lobby.
Well, the arrogance he has shown the district as regards the issues over the years, particularly in about the last 4 to 6 years, I have to tell you, I've been gobsmacked on occasion. I have been shocked at his willingness to vote with Boehner against that district, and I've always thought somebody is going to get him for this. The problem is it's hard to unseat an incumbent, and it was done in D.C., but I thought somebody is going to run against him and show, if they have the money and the effort and the organizational skills and the ability to articulate the message to tell what Brady has done for this district. He is so out of touch with this district, and everybody I hear from in that district is furious at him. Furious.
We were 22 points out in July when we were making the decision to get in, and everyone criticized me because I didn't get in until October, but we didn't want him to know that we were going to get in because he knows that I can launch a campaign, he knows I can raise money, and he knows I can win. And so we waited until October because we didn't want to give him a heads up. But when we got in, we started working really hard through social media. We're getting 150,000 views a week right now through social media, and which is helpful. It's a thumb on the scale, but it doesn't really get it done. You need radio and television. And so Thursday of last week, Gun Owners of America did a poll. They wanted to poll before they got on board and endorsed us. They found out we were only he's at 42% right now, and we're only 8 points behind, but that was before we started radio and television. So it's going extremely well, and we think we're going to close the gap here in the final week.
Well, and as I tell people, and as we saw in Iowa, the polls don't matter, particularly in a down-ballot race. What matters is who shows up to vote and who votes in those districts that is not the presidential race. Because everybody that shows up is going to vote in the presidential race, but the further you go down the ballot, the less they're going to vote. And you know, there will be some drop-off from president to congressional candidates. There just will.
With 70% of the people turning out to either vote for Ted Cruz, who I'm supporting, or Donald Trump, they're not going to pull the lever for Kevin Brady. They're just not.
No, I think you're right. I think both of those break for you. Steve Toth, thanks for being our guest. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for being a voice of Up for Liberty.
You got it. And I have endorsed Steve Toth in that race. And I'll tell you who else I've endorsed. Steve Toth for Congress.